Sam, do you still moonlight at a very popular gas station?
I do.
In Kansas City.
On Sundays.
Can you tell us what is going on with these new robots that they have?
Oh, R2QT?
R2QT. I was in there the other day and he was like, hi, I'm cleaning the floors.
So our store was one of the first in the entire company, the one that I work at, that got
Is its name really R2QT?
Yes. That's what we named ours. We gave it a name badge and everything.
Okay.
We got to test run. So we were one of the first ones to get this floor scrubbing robot. Part of the reason we're a high foot traffic store.
Yeah.
You're constantly mopping. It's a big deal. And we love it. We love it to death. It breaks a lot, but that's behind the scenes.
What do you mean it breaks a lot?
It just needs a lot of repairing.
We haven't perfected the technology
TLC,
yet.
But you can program it to say whatever you want to. So for months, we were trying to figure out the best thing for it to say to customers who
get out of the way,
Marge. Yeah. Because it is very polite. It you know, it senses where the customers are, and so it goes around them. And after a certain point of trying to clean the same spot on the floor without a customer moving, it'll be like, I am trying to clean the floor. Please make way for the cleaning robot. I am trying to clean the floor.
Okay.
But we love it.
All right. What else do you have it say?
It's like a Roomba, but for a high traffic area.
Please use caution. I am headed to the cleaning area.
Now, I must confess, I found it annoying when I was in the other day. Because it was like constantly in my way. I went in to get...
I danced with it. I loved it.
By the way, may I say that the Quick Trip corn dog may be the greatest corn dog ever made in America?
It is amazing.
It is delicious.
Yeah.
So I had a hankering for a Quick Trip corn dog the other day.
I'm going to be honest. I've never had one.
They're really good.
Please don't add that to my list of vices, but maybe.
So I walked into the Quick Trip out by my house, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And it's just this big box robot with eyeballs on the front.
Yeah. We put googly eyes on them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Googly eyes. And it was talking, but I couldn't make out what it was trying to say. But
it was making fun of you.
Probably. And I don't blame it.
But are you not wearing underwear?
Seriously.
We love it, but I could see for a lot of people, it's very confusing. What the heck is going on? The number of customers that I have seen literally jump out of its way, like it's going to open
like
up a shark's mouth and bite down on them. Like, no, it's fine. He's not gonna bite you.
Aww. All right.
Now you're really into country music. How big of a name is Zach Bryan?
Huge.
Blowing up, certainly. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. In 2024, he was more famous for the way he allegedly treated his ex-girlfriend Brianna Chicken Fry than he was for his music. But
play a little I Remember Everything, if you would, Sam. You only smile like that when you're drinking.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah. Well, you know it because I sing it on a loop all the time. He apparently got into a back and forth with some Kansas City Chiefs fans on Twitter, right?
Said he will never play in Kansas City again.
Oh, yes, he will. Jack's been to see him 3 or 4 times live. He's incredible.
The Grammy winner and devoted Philadelphia football fan has been sniping with KC Chiefs fans for months, and that beef reached a new ball-spiking level after one fan asked why he singled out one fan base, which, quote, sells out his shows. Brian responded, please understand, I will never play in Kansas City again.
He trained to be a Navy SEAL. I didn't know that. Did you know that, Sam?
I think I did remember reading that one time, yeah.
He played at the T-Mobile Center on...
Oh, God, I love a song.
On August 20th and 21st.
Can't we just all be friends, despite the fact that you cheer for a different team? I just don't think...
I think he's a hothead. We never really got to the end of what happened between he and old Brianna
he's
Chicken
probably
Fry.
Probably a hothead.
Is her real last name Chicken Fry?
No, that's what she's known for on the internet.
Okay. His biggest hit is probably something in the orange tells me it's, you're never coming home. He is an incredible artist, and I love his music, and I don't care that he roots for another team. I would still go see him live.
Well, he apparently cares.
Nah. His top two songs, Something in the Orange is his biggest, 1.3 billion listens, and I Remember Everything, 1.1.
He made a cameo. This was right around the time Jack was telling me, you got to listen to this guy, you're going to love his music. He made a cameo in Yellowstone, season 5, as the old dusty cowboy with his guitar. And Jack said to me, you got to listen to his songs, he's in Yellowstone. But I think he was an artist first, and then they heard his music and pulled him into Yellowstone.
Well, that's a fun fact about Yellowstone is all of the artists that play at some point throughout Yellowstone are active musical artists.
Yeah.
Like Lainey Wilson plays in Yellowstone.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that, too.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think he writes a lot of his own stuff.
He's
like
great
the real
musician,
deal.
But he is...
Who did he used to open for? Because I'm trying to remember. Jack told me he got big.
Yes, he was
in
the Navy.
Think of who he opened for. Who did Zach Bryan used to open for?
He left the Navy in October of 2021.
Luke Combs, Willie Nelson, and John Mayer. Huh.
And by the way, he writes all of his own stuff.
Yep.
From the text line, you know he's about to find a loophole and play in Bonner.
Yeah. Not Kansas City.
Play in Bonner. Kansas City police say they have arrested 9 people, towed 8 vehicles overnight.
Good.
In a crackdown on illegal street activity, including running red lights, driving against traffic, and performing stunts. They issued a total of 51 citations. Some of the towed vehicles included ATVs being driven on city streets. The effort was part of the department's ongoing plan to target lawlessness on city roads and in the entertainment districts. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
This sideshow thing that we apparently have a problem with in Kansas City, is this exclusive to our town or is this happening nationwide?
I think we got to the party a little bit late that no city wants to host.
So it's happened. What you're saying is
it started in California and we have people here that are like, oh, let's try that, which please don't. Please don't.
The culture is massive in Southern California. It's also massive in Oklahoma. It just finally made its way here.
Okay. To Dana's point, we're always late to the party.
Yeah.
On stupid stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Which, speaking of stupid stuff, I know they talked about this on Middays, but it was in my stack. We've got to bring this back. The aggravated assault that a 12-year-old inflicted on his, I believe, 9-year-old brother when they saw something on the internet. They called it a challenge. It's not a challenge. It's just aggravated assault. And Weir said it the best during their show on Middays. He said, stop calling this a prank. What was done to this child is not a prank. It's assault. Mm-hmm. He has been charged. And I wonder, has the internet helped us raise the dumbest?
Yes.
Why would anyone at age 12 think you could pour boiling water on someone without consequence?
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.